Around the globe, lights are being switched off at 8:30 p.m. for 60 minutes in the fifth annual Earth Hour. From Australia's Sydney Harbour Bridge to the world's tallest building in Dubai, all the way to the Empire State Building in New York City, lights are going out in a symbolic act against climate change and in support of a sustainable future for our planet. We spoke with Andy Ridley, co-founder and executive director of Earth Hour.
Earth Hour is the opportunity for people to come together, regardless of race, religion, or geographical boundaries, and show that they want to take action for the environment and on climate change. So, you know, whether or not you're a seven-year-old in a classroom, a CEO in a company, or a prime minister or president, it's about what you can do beyond the hour and building momentum around that idea that together change is possible.
Now, how is it being observed in Australia and around the world?
Well, it's very simple. It's the ask is for people to turn out their lights for 1 hour. And where you're in a community where you maybe have rolling blackouts, it's just come together as a community and take a moment to think about the one thing that we all share, the planet we live on.
Now, of course, some cities are turning lights off in major monuments. Can you tell me a bit about what's going on in Australia?
Well, I'm down by Sydney Harbour, so I've got the Opera House in front of me and the bridge behind me. Those will both go off, but buildings across the city and households across the city will all be joining in tonight, and that's the same across the world.
Now, this is the fifth year that Earth Hour is being observed. Have you seen growing participation over the years?
Well, the first year in 2007, it was just one city, which was Sydney. This year, it's in 134 countries and thousands of cities, ranging from Cape Town all the way up to Toronto, and anywhere, almost everywhere around the planet. So, yeah, it's a massive growth. That's surprising.